Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. This week I want to talk with you about the subject of obedience and the blessings of obedience to the Lord. In Hebrews chapter 13, verse 18, we read these words, "And to whom did he swear that they would not enter his rest, but to those who were disobedient?" This word is a reference to the Israelites when they refused to go into the promised land, when God had given them divine instructions to do exactly that, to go in and take the land. But when they sent in the spies to look at this amazing, plentiful, beautiful land flowing with milk and honey, the spies came back and 10 of them gave an evil report, telling the children of Israel the giants were living in that land and that they were strong and greater than the Israelites and that they would not be able to take that land as God had promised them. Though Caleb and Joshua tried to quiet them and encourage them that they were able to go up and take that land by God's help and because of God's instructions, the people would not listen and would not obey. Instead, they chose to listen to the 10 spies who were fearful of the Amalekites and the Amorites and the Hittites who were living in the land and the giants, the descendants of Anak that were there. And they went on to say how they felt like they were grasshoppers in their own sight as well as grasshoppers in the sight of these giants. And the congregation of Israel, it says in Numbers 14, verse 1, lifted up their voices and cried, and the people wept that night. And they were so upset because they felt like God had given them this promise to go into the promised land, the place where the blessings of God would flow to them. And yet they were not willing to do what God told them to do, to go in and possess the land. And what was the reason that they were disobedient to God when they were on the brink of taking a hold of God's awesome, awesome promises for this whole nation of Israel? The bottom line was fear. Fear kept the children of Israel from obeying God and, as a result, inheriting the intended blessings that God wanted to bring into their lives. Understand this, that God has many, many abundant blessings that He wants to bring into your life today. Blessings in every area of life that you experience, and yet fear will keep you from being obedient to God, and obedience is the key that opens the door to blessing in your life. Obedience to God. Now, we do not live under the law anymore, where we are striving in our flesh to keep legalistic rules and regulations and pleasing God in that way. However, God desires to have a people who love Him so much that they desire to obey His heartbeat, His desires, the way He wants things done, the principles He's established, the God way of doing things. He looks for a people like that, people who have an obedient spirit. And we cannot keep God's commands in our own strength. That was proven by the Old Testament experience, that the law brought death. It made it very clear that we were sinners and that we could not keep God's holy ordinances in our own strength. And I'm in no way advocating going back to that way of thinking. On the contrary, God has given us a new covenant, a better covenant, and it's a covenant of love and grace. And the grace of God that is available to each and every believer will give you the power and the strength to do things God's way. Many people have defined grace as unmerited favor, and this is truly a good definition, but I will say it's more than just unmerited favor. It's power to do things God's way. Have you ever asked a person who's gone through a very difficult period in their life and did the right things when they were under pressure, how did you do that? And they said it was the grace of God. They simply mean God's grace gave them the strength, the ability, the power to do the right thing, even though the pressure on them was great to do the wrong thing. God's grace will enable you to obey Him in every area of your life if you're willing to have an obedient heart and trust God that His strength is more than enough for you, no matter what you're going through. In Hebrews 4:16, we are exhorted, "Therefore, let us draw near with confidence to the throne of grace so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in the time of need." You need God's grace when you're being confronted with an opportunity to obey God and a temptation to disobey God. This is exactly what the Israelites faced when they were on the brink of going into the promised land. Here was the promise of great blessings for them. They'd obey God and go in by faith and possess the land. But the temptation to fear was right before them, and fear will rob you. Fear will steal from you. Fear will immobilize you and cause you to disobey God, and by doing that, forfeit the promised blessings God has for you. Fear and unbelief caused the Israelites to disobey God when they could have gone in and possessed the promised land. Don't let fear of people or circumstances or difficulties keep you from obeying God's leading in your life. A beautiful story that I recall at this time was told by a man by the name of Harold Bredesen. And Reverend Bredesen was trained as a Lutheran minister, and he came in to the baptism in the Holy Spirit during the charismatic renewal days, 60s and 70s, and he wrote a book called Yes, Lord. And in it, he described his experience of seeking to be led by the Holy Spirit and how God dealt with him in a most severe way of being willing to obey His leading no matter what it cost him. And he opened his book, Yes, Lord, with this story. He told how he was in New York City and was boarding a bus at 2 a.m. going back to the church house where he lived. And when he got on that bus, how the very definitive voice of God spoke to him in his own spirit, saying, "Preach to the people on this bus." Well, he was horrified at the very thought. He told the Lord, argued with God, praying under his breath, "These people will think I'm a lunatic. They'll think I'm a religious freak." He could not get past the idea of what other people would think, though he knew very clearly that God was instructing him to get up and preach to the people on the bus. And there were only about 8 people on the bus at 2 a.m. in the morning in New York City. And yet Harold struggled and wrestled with it. And finally, he says that he took himself by the scruff of the neck and forced himself to obey God, even though he had no idea what he was going to say or do when he stood up on that bus. But because he had such a strong desire to obey God, to be led by the Spirit, he knew that there were great blessings that came to the person who was willing to obey the Lord and do exactly what the leading of the Spirit was urging him to do. He stood up on that bus in the wee hours of the morning in New York City, and he opened his mouth simply by faith and obedience, and he records that the torrent of words that came out of his mouth surprised him as well as surprising the 8 people on that bus. But he said at that moment, a supernatural experience of speaking with great power and authority suddenly took hold of him. And it was an experience he had never had before. The people on the bus paid very close attention. One man began to weep at the back of the bus. A teenage girl was riveted by his words. And he experienced at that moment one of the great blessings of obedience to God. If you will allow your heart and your spirit and your mind to be so dedicated to the Lord that regardless of what He may ask you to do, you are committed to being obedient to Him no matter what it may cost you. God will bless you tremendously. He was tempted to allow the fear of man, fear of what people would think, to clam him up, to cause him to not obey God. The children of Israel were tempted to fear the children of Anak, the giants in the land, and they let that fear dominate them rather than allowing their faith in God and their trust that God would empower them by a supernatural power to overcome the enemies in that land so that they could come into the blessings. They missed out on the blessing of God. Harold, on the other hand, obeyed the Lord, and he began from that day forward to walk in a place of blessing that he had never experienced before. God wants to bless you in that same way. Perhaps you have had and heard in your own heart and spirit the nudgings of God, that little nudge of the Holy Ghost, trying to get you to witness to a person, to say a word when it would be uncomfortable or awkward, and you wouldn't do it because you're afraid of what people would think. Don't allow fear to steal from you the blessing God is trying to bring into your life. Understand this, many a Christian has prayed, "Oh God, use me. I want to be used by you." And yet when the day comes where the Lord takes them up on their offer, they refuse to take the step of faith and put their flesh down and not allow fear of man, fear of what people will think, to dominate them, but humble themselves and obey God instead of man. So I want to encourage you today. God wants to bless you, but He looks for an obedient heart. Be obedient when the Spirit is urging you, and the blessings of God will come upon you and overtake you. This is Rita Langland encouraging you. Have a victorious week.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.